there is one case, you know, specific case where there's a young girl, she's in her middle 20s, she wanted to have herself sterilized, you know, after she had this one child. And so what she did was that she had this little baby girl, and then she went ahead with the sterilization. And all before being sterilized, she didn't even receive any real counseling as to the permanency of the sterilization. And the kind of sterilization that she had was where they cut her tubes and they burnt, you know, each end of it. And that's a type of sterilization that she had, you know, up here at the IHS. And then about 4 months after her sterilization happened, you know, her baby was 4 months old at the time, and her child, you know, was real sick, had breathing complications. And she took it up to the IHS up here, and the doctor at the time in charge, you know, checked her baby over and then just sent her back with Tylenol drops to give to the baby. And it was during that same night, you know, she took the baby home, that the baby died, you know, at home. It was pretty sick. And I guess in the autopsy report afterward, they said it was pneumonia. The fact is that, you know, it seemed that they should have detected that instead of just giving her the baby Tylenol drops and sending it home like that. And it was during this time that, you know, this happened to this lady's baby. You know, she asked the doctor if the sterilization that was done on her, if that can be undone, because she lost that baby and she wanted to know if she can have a baby again. And she asked the doctor if she can, you know, if that sterilization can be undone so that she can have a baby again. And at the she was real bitter about losing her baby. What she started to do was that she was going to start a suit against the IHS and the Indian Health Service Hospital here and the doctor involved on the death of her baby and everything. And and she got to talking to the doctor and stuff, and she wanted to go through with this suit to sue them. And then they told her that the doctor involved told her that they can undo her sterilization if she would stop that suit. And they said that they're gonna have to send her away somewhere in a southwest area here in the United States, that they're gonna do the special surgery for her, that they're gonna undo, but she's scared. But this is, you know, this is one of the cases, you know, on sterilization abuse that we have in our area, where there wasn't the proper counseling done, and where she regretted, you know, afterward, getting sterilized. And then besides that, the care that the Indian Health Service here, you know, gives to the people, you know, is just a direct result of this lady losing her baby when the child was sick and was given just Tylenol drops, and then the child, you know, died because he wasn't given the proper care.